Welcome back to Movement, our running podcast with our own very in-house running expert, Dr. Rajat Chauhan. We are on to our 17th episode. Welcome, Dr. Chauhan.
Thank you, ma'am, and welcome back, all the listeners. Just a reminder for everyone listening to this that, you know, this podcast is primarily right now catering to non-movers who are getting to move, and it's not really yet a half or a full marathon program.
Right. So the first question is from Prasad Reddy from Chennai, who's asking, with so much talk around training with heart rate, can you throw some light on this? How important is it to a runner? Is it an overrated phenomena, or is it something that one has to take seriously? I'm concerned about this. Personally, even at 170 heartbeats per minute, I feel comfortable, but heart rate experts say that that's not recommended for a full run, let's say a 10-kilometer one.
Yeah, so Prasad, like all numbers, whether it's kilometers or, you know, time or whatever, numbers are relative. So heart rate monitor is a good way to train because it's telling you, you know, how much you can train and how much should you train. You're listening to your body. But don't be too fixated on numbers. My resting heart rate, for example, is around a 45 beats per minute. Now, most of my medical colleagues might think I'm having a heart attack and, you know, my heart's not beating enough. But the point is I've trained and, you know, that's how it is. So be aware of that. Now, I suggest run 400 meters, check your heart rate for that, rest for a minute or two, run again for next 400 meters at a faster pace by, say, 10%. Check your heart rate again, rest it for another 1 or 2 minutes and repeat again with a faster speed than you did before. You'll notice that after a few repetitions like that, your heart rate will start to plateau off. Now, that would be your functional maximum heart rate, or at least the interval training heart rate. Now, that's a better way to do. So rather than just, again, a fixed 170 or so. And I follow a simple talk rule in any case. I like, for long runs, you should be able to talk in full long sentences. During your tempo runs, you should be able to converse in 4 to 5 words. And interval training, only maybe a word or two. So that does a better thing than just looking at only numbers in a heart rate monitor.
The next question is from Archana Rao Sharma, who's from the steel city of Bukaro. And she's asking, sir, how to prepare for a running marathon.
Right, Archana. So thank you for the question. Now, please work with baby steps. Pick up strength training that we've been talking about all along. So please go back to our previous episodes in this podcast to check various exercises that we've advised on so far. Regarding running, start with alternate walk-run combination. Initially have longer walks and then shorter runs, but over time it'll reverse. So you'll be running for longer times with shorter walk breaks in between. And take good 6 to 9 months from zero to get to the half marathon.
Right. The next question is from Himanshu Arora, who's asking about headaches after a long run. So he says that he normally gets a headache after a 15-kilometer or longer run, and it goes only after a night's sleep. I have been running since the past 10 years, but normally don't go over 10 kilometers. Having electrolyte during the run helps me, but I still get the headache. So what is the remedy for this?
Yeah, so again, a very regular question amongst runners, this one. Himanshu, I want you to have a glass of electrolyte, like an ORS or some other brand like that, once or twice a day. During running, again, 2 to 3 sips of ORS / electrolyte every 2 to 3 minutes. What is actually happening is you're keeping hydrated as well as you're keeping electrolyte balance right. Now, this ends up being one of the major reasons for actually headaches in runners. The other one that you should look out for is get your BP checked, blood pressure. So do follow the plan that I keep suggesting, that is, not having the same running schedule for every day. So have 3 different runs in a week, from long, slow runs to tempo runs to interval training. Now, what will happen is your body will start adapting better when more exertion is happening. It might also surprise you, but strength training tends to help with these kind of headaches because your body is becoming more efficient, more fuel efficient.
So does it have anything to do with your eyesight getting weak, or is this...
Not with running, not really. With running. There, BP is an issue. Electrolytes is a bigger issue than eyesight. But it's more to do with when you're watching television, when you're reading, and then you're getting headaches?
Right.
More then.
Okay, great. So the myth buster is drinking water while running. Is that bad for performance, or does it enhance your performance?
Yeah, so exactly. There are two extremes, you know. Most people end up doing the two extremes rather than the middle path. So as much as I'm of the opinion that runners are consuming too much water, at times to dangerously high levels, there are others, including extremely good athletes. There's an example from Olympics this year, the girl who was representing India, and she wasn't having any water. She trained not to have any water for the 42 kilometers. I mean, it's actually just wrong. So idea is, please take 1 to 2 sips of water every 2 to 4 kilometers. Make it a habit, even if you're not thirsty. I usually advise folks to alternate this with having electrolytes like ORS or something every 2 kilometers. So you're keeping hydrated, you're replacing the lost electrolytes, the electrolyte balance is right, and that's the way to do it.
Right. I also remember from the previous episodes you had mentioned that if you consume too much water, you have a tendency to go to the toilet. So that might again hamper your speed, etc.
Precisely, yes.
So moving on, what is the exercise for this week?
Yeah, so last week we were doing planks with forearms at a higher platform than the feet. So basically it was on a table. And again, remembering that plank refers to a board, so like a straight board. So the idea is to have a straight line from your neck to your feet. So when you do your planks, your upper back should not be arching too much, like a rolled up thing, and lower back should not be arching down. So it shouldn't be like an exaggerated S kind of a position, because most people end up doing that when they're doing planks. As much as they're trying to get better with that exercise, it starts causing pain. So, you know, be careful. Technique is very important. Now, trick is to engage your abdominal muscles. Imagine someone's going to punch you in the tummy, and your first reaction would automatically be to contract those muscles. Now, first thing is do that. Just contract your abdominal muscles. Keep that on. Now, think about neutral position for the shoulders. Again, we've spoken about that quite a bit in previous episodes.
Right.
And now go onto a plank. And only hold it for 5 to 10 seconds, but keeping a very good posture. And then go down again, like a push-up, if it were. And then again, come up, hold it for 5, 10 seconds, and then down again. Idea is to keep the technique good.
Mm.
And then gradually keep increasing time that you hold the plank for. So that's a better way to do a plank.
Great. Moving on, we come to the running schedule for this week.
Yeah, so last 3 weeks were tough. So what we'll do is this week will be an easy one because I like having an easy week and then 3 tough weeks. It's a little less structured as well, but we'll still follow the 3 focused running days strategy that we've been doing. And so first one would be over the weekend. Just go for an easy 40 to 50 minutes of a run. Simply 1 minute walk, which is just to warm up, followed by easy run for 5 minutes, and repeat this 6 to 7 times. And as I said, just focus on being super light on your feet and nothing else. You know, so it's an easy, comfortable 40 to 50 minutes with a walk-run thing that you're doing on a Sunday or a Saturday. The next would be a tempo run, probably on a Tuesday or so. Mm. Run at a slightly faster pace than on the weekend, but for 7 to 8 minutes nonstop, and then repeat twice. And when you take a break for 2 to 3 minutes and get on with the second repetition of 7 to 8 minutes. But again, just slightly faster than the, you know, the Sunday or the Saturday run, but no other thing to it really.
Right.
Okay. And then interval training, which could probably happen on a Thursday or a Friday. Simply repeat the tempo run again. No interval training for today because less exertion in this week throughout. So 7 to 8 minutes nonstop run, followed by 2 to 3 minute walk, and then run again for 7 to 8 minutes. And that's all. Besides that, yes, you can do 2-3 days of running otherwise and maybe brisk walk or something. But again, just keep it very easy week throughout.
So moving to the story of the week, this time we're talking about Saloni Zaveri Ahluwalia, who has recently moved from Delhi to Mumbai, taking a sabbatical after working for 10 years at the Embassy of Sweden. So tell us about Saloni.
Yeah. So Saloni, you know, very sheepishly admits that most things in her life have a Bollywood connect, either real or imagined. So is the case with running. So for her, it wasn't Basanti or Dhannu being chased by Gabbar's goons that made her reach out, you know, vicariously for her Nikes. Rather, a very real stress-busting run scene from 2008, A Few Good Men Bollywood remake called Shaurya.
Wow. So she actually writes and says that she saw protagonist Rahul Bose run and run in the forests and mountains, the camera following his feet. I was breathless watching him struggle as he made his way through the trees at an incline and felt an empathetic exhilaration when he stopped, out of breath but smelling the mountain air. This scene stayed with me. Something had clicked and was locked in a quiet corner of my being. From time to time, it would remind me of its presence and of that feeling I'd hidden from somebody else, and of that feeling I'd hidden from everybody else, that I too wanted to run like that.
Now imagine this coming from someone who's a complete non-sporty, non-physical activity person like Saloni, who used to produce a doctor's certificate right from class 5 as a perpetual protection from doing physical education classes.
Right.
And who today has several orthopedic problems, and you know, that's how I know her. And that was her stimulus number one, that movie.
And number 2 and 3 was her desire to run a half marathon when a rather out-of-shape best friend managed to do it. And a few years later, a chance meeting with Dr. Chauhan, who said, of course you can, just start. So, you know, the story also reveals how Bollywood can have a impact on making people run.
Yes, exactly.
Great. Let's move to the running events which are close to us this week.
Yeah, so this Sunday itself, there's Bangalore Marathon happening. And in Chennai, as part of Adidas Surprising, there's a 10-kilometer race. So that's this Sunday. Next Sunday, there's a Go Heritage Run in Badami with a 5, 10 and 21 events. And also there's a in our own Gurgaon Millennium City Marathons happening next Sunday.
So this is 23rd October.
That's right. And the big one, Delhi Half Marathons, like 5 to 6 weeks away, 20th November. So very, very important. If you've signed up, please start training for it now, because you start training later, you'll only get hurt.
Right.
So then the big one obviously is the 15th Jan Bombay Marathon. It's high time. You train now for Bombay right now, you'll do very, very well then. So please start, you know, running.
Right. So as always, to remind race organizers to get in touch with us if you'd like your events mentioned on this podcast. Thank you, Dr. Chauhan, and we will catch up with you next episode.
Thank you, ma'am. And to everyone, keep smiling and smiling.